Love and War, written by Dee Williams and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1. August 1939. Eileen Wells, like every other housewife in Perry Street, stood looking up the road at the men on open-backed lorries piled high with huge silver corrugated sheets of metal that glistened in the bright morning sunshine. The noise was incredible. Men were yelling orders to one another and throwing the large sheets off the lorries. With an ear-splitting clatter, they hit the ground, sending up clouds of dust. Other men picked them up and stood them against the small wall that ran along the fronts of the houses. Slowly, the lorries and the gang of men moved towards Eileen.
"What's your old man think of this lot, then?"
shouted Nell Drury, trying to make herself heard above the din. Nell lived opposite Eileen. They had been friends for many years. They went shopping together, then on two afternoons every week went off to the Gaumont to see the latest pictures. Nell winced when another sheet hit the ground as she made her way across the road.
"Reg thinks we could be in for it if this bloke Hitler carries on. And seeing this lot don't help," said Eileen, waving her hand towards the lorries as her friend came within hearing distance.
"My friend reckons Chamberlain's too weak to stand up to him. Please God we don't have another war. Lost me dad in the last one."
"So did I. Reg was saying at least being in the docks should make him and your Fred exempt."
"Suppose that's going to be the one good thing about working at the Surrey, then. Mind you, you're lucky your old man don't come home covered in lamp black one night and flour the next. Never know what colour he's going to be when he walks in," laughed Nell.
Eileen smiled. Her Reg had been in the Surrey docks all his working life and slowly worked his way up. Now he was a stevedore, which sometimes meant getting the right men for the right jobs. They were comfortably off. Money wasn't a big worry for them, not like some of their neighbours round here.
"And I'm glad I've got daughters as well."
As soon as the words left her lips, Eileen wanted to snatch them back.
"I'm sorry, Nell. I didn't think."
"It's all right. Me and Fred have been talking about it. It'd be bloody rotten if Dan gets called away now, just as he's finished his apprenticeship and is earning a few bob. This is one time when you hope he's got flat feet or something."
Eileen knew how proud Nell and Fred were of their only child. Dan had got a scholarship and had gone on to become an engineer. It had been a struggle for them, and for a while Nell had had to get herself a cleaning job, but they were determined to do all they could for him. Eileen and Nell had lived in Perry Street all their married lives. Eileen already had Anne, her eldest, when Nell and Fred moved in opposite. Their children had grown up together. Nell turned to the bloke who had just stacked some of the sheets against Eileen's wall.
"What's going to happen now?"
she asked.
"There'll be some blokes round in a couple of weeks to dig the holes in your backyard."
"How deep they got to go?"
asked Nell.
3 feet.
3 feet? Repeated Eileen.
"They then bolt them together, and your old man'll have to put all the earth back over the roof to act as a sort of camouflage."
"What if we don't have a war?" asked Nell.
"Then I expect the government'll take them back."
"All that lot got to come through the house?" asked Eileen.
"'Fraid so, missus, as you lot in this street ain't got back alleys."
"More bloody mess," said Nell. "Takes me all my time to clear up after the coalman's been. He chucks more over the floor than under the stairs. That's without the dust flying everywhere."
Eileen sighed.
"I know. I'd love to have things like the coal stored in the back garden and not have it under the stairs."
"Ain't many of them got gardens round here. Can hardly call our backyards gardens, can we?"
"Always been me dream, that is. A house with a garden. But it looks like that's all it will ever be. A dream," said Eileen, watching the lorry as it moved slowly along the road.
"No harm in dreaming, ducks," said Nell. "I'm off up the blue in a tick. Fancy coming with me?"
"Why not? I'll just get me hat and coat."
Eileen and Nell went to the market that was named after the Blue Anchor pub 2 or 3 times a week.